Here we begin the season of Lent. Some might think a very somber season. Well, it is, actually, as we begin to reflect on the passion and death of our Lord, the great sacrifice of himself that he made for us and for our redemption. And we are told we should fast. We should give up something, for example, for Lent, for this period. We should give up, in order to make that little sacrifice. Sure, we want to make a sacrifice. And that is all in good. But our Lord seems to tell us something a little bit different here that fits in just as well. Because he tells us we can do it by giving as well. Here he tells us give alms. It's a very good thing. But do it in such a way that you don't make a show of yourself. He tells us even the same thing about prayer. Go and pray in silence. Go within yourself, but don't make a show of it. The idea is here, we have to even show ourselves that we have that faith in him and that we want to serve him, our Lord. So we're doing it for him, not for ourselves, for him, and to improve ourselves, grow closer to him. We're doing it to make a show of ourselves, then we're basically make ourselves hypocrites. It's not out of faith then. It's only to show how good we are, and that's pride. We do, and we can give up something, we can make some sacrifice. It should be something that will help us grow closer to God, help us to practice maybe a virtue that we need to practice. And even if we make an effort to practice that virtue, there is something we can do. Might perhaps give to help someone else grow closer to God, whatever it happens to be. But it should always be something that helps us grow closer to God. And that is a reminder that we don't take anything with us. Our whole life is to be geared towards arriving at our union with him, with God in heaven. And that's what the ashes that we receive today remind us of. Remind us that it is a sign of penance, the penance we're going to practice throughout Lent. And if we're not going to practice that penance, then there's no need to receive the ashes. That's what that represents. There are two different formulas that can be used when we distribute the ashes. The principal one, the one that's normally used, and the original one, remember, man, that you are dust. And to dust you shall return. So the reminder that we were made by God. We were created by him. And the first man, Adam, was created literally out of clay, out of dust, out of the dust of the earth. So we are dust. And to dust we will return. We're going to leave all of this. At the time of our death, it's the end of this life. But then there's eternal life afterwards, and we have to remind ourselves of that. The other formula that's used is repent and believe in the gospel. Repent. That means turn around. That means conversion. Conversion from what? Turn from what? Sin. We want to turn from anything that keeps us from God. Our sins, our vices, which are what? The opposite of the virtues, the bad habits. We want to turn back to good habits, the virtues. So that we can grow closer to God. That's what we're turning from. And we are giving ourselves back to God. And that is, after all, why we are created. That's why we're here on this earth. To give ourselves back to God. To prepare ourselves then, thusly, for eternity. For union with God. And we must start doing it now, here and now. So we remind ourselves with the ashes as we receive them. We are nothing. Without God, we are nothing. And we would not even exist without him. But with God, we can unite ourselves with him. We are now preparing ourselves for eternity. And we must remind ourselves of that always. Turn away from everything evil. Turn back to God. Give ourselves back to him. And thus preparing for the great glory of the resurrection of our Lord, and our own resurrection from the dead at the end of time, where we can then be reunited with God and praise and glorify Him in paradise for all eternity. Praise be Jesus and Mary.